next patient is Owen Melcher, M-E-L-C-H-E-R. This is a consultation request by Dr. Sambono. Reason for consultation, cardiomyopathy, evaluation for defibrillator implantation. History patient is a 73-year-old male with ischemic cardiomyopathy, ejection fraction less than 30%, class 3 congestive heart failure period. Patient is referred to me for intracardiac defibrillator implantation to prevent sudden death period. Patient has history of coronary disease and bypass surgery performed in 2021 period. Patient recent echocardiogram showed ejection fraction 30% period. Patient denied syncope or presyncope period. Current medication, allopurinol 300 mg daily, aspirin 81 mg daily, Eliquis 5 mg 2 times daily, Entresto 49-51 mg 2 times daily, fenofibrate 145 mg daily, furosemide 40 mg daily, Januvia, lovastatin, lutein period. Allergies. Malopsicam, social history, now history of smoking, alcohol or drug use, family history, now history of premature coronary disease, cardiac dysrhythmia, review system in general, denudation, weight gain, weight loss, now vision, hearing impairment, cardiovascular, aspirin history, pulmonary, now history of pneumonia, COPD, abdominal history, nausea, vomiting and diarrhea, estimated now history of arthritis, on examination, blood pressure, 119 over 81 pulses, 89, respiration 16, H, E, N, D, no, J, V, T, lungs clear, bilaterally, heart is regular rate and rhythm, 1 over 6, systole, murmur, heart, the rest, and a border, there is no gallop or up, abdomen soft, normal, active, bowel sound, estimate, no, edema, click ambition number 1, ischemic cardiomyopathy, number 2, congestive heart failure, recommendation, patient has severe left ventricular systole dysfunction, patient is high risk for sudden cardiac arrest period. Discuss with the patient regarding intracardiac defibrillator implantation to prevent sudden death. Procedure risk and benefit. Discuss with the patient. Possible risk include but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart, collapse of the lung period. Please indicate with Dr. Sambono.